It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
That's right, lots of rain in the forecast and some wind, but nothing too serious despite the hurricane that's been headed our way this week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain why Hurricane Ojo won't affect us very much. First, let's get your forecast, Cliff.
Well, before I do that, the weather's been interesting the last few hours. Last night, it was tropical outside. The air was really, really moist. It felt like you were in Hawaii. And in fact, some of the air from the subtropics moved up into our area before Hurricane Ojo moved offshore. And so that was interesting. And then this morning, some people on the higher hills around Seattle and in Issaquah woke up with temperatures near 70 while everybody else was in the 50s. And that's because we had offshore flow because of the storm. And that offshore flow was sinking on the Cascades and created this warm layer above. And it was a huge inversion over the city. So we had that fun. Hurricane Ojo, or at least what's left of it, is now moving north. You know, it's offshore British Columbia right now. And we're not going to be affected by it at all because, you know, it's hundreds of miles offshore. And it's no longer a hurricane. It's already made the transition. So today we have a weak front coming in behind Ojo. Some rain is going to come in somewhere around 10, 11 o'clock. Maybe a little few showers in the early afternoon. And then it should be, you know, cloudy, but not really much rain the rest of the afternoon. Saturday will be the wet day. A much stronger front is coming in with lots of subtropical moisture. And so, you know, there'll be probably a few inches in the Olympics and the North Cascades, maybe a third of an inch over here in Seattle and in the Puget Sound Lowland. So generally a rainy day, but most of the rain will start after around 10 or 11. So it may actually be dry in the morning. So keep that in mind. Sunday should be a pretty nice day. No fronts, very little rain, maybe a sprinkle or two in the morning, partly cloudy skies, temperatures getting in the mid-60s. So Sunday is definitely our best bet. And Monday, you know, Columbus Day, we'll have another front, a weaker front coming through. So more rain on Monday.
So Hurricane Ojo is one of these ones that comes from the tropics. And more often than not, they tend to weaken as they head north, right?
Yeah, they always weaken. You know, we can have hurricanes and tropical storms in the eastern Pacific further south. These kind of storms need warm water. In fact, they need water that's at least about 27 degrees centigrade. That's pretty warm stuff. And as long as these tropical storms are over warm water, they're happy because their energy comes from the warmth of the ocean surface and from the moisture that's coming off. But as the storms go further north, the water temperatures cool. And eventually, they can't use that energy source anymore, and they start dying. The heat and the moisture is just not there. Finally, as they go north, they often become different storms. This is called extratropical transition, as the storms use a different energy source, the difference in temperature between north and south.
But now there has been a couple of anomalies, right? The famous 1962 Columbus Day storm, for example.
That's right. You know, we've had some major storms whose origin was a hurricane or a tropical storm. So Columbus Day is coming up, so it's really appropriate to talk about it. That storm started as Typhoon Frida in the western Pacific, and it moved north. It went through what we called extratropical transition into a mid-latitude storm, and then plowed right into us. So we have gotten some major storms whose origin were tropical, but they were no longer tropical storms because our water is just too cold. And no matter what happens, even under global warming, our water is always going to be too cold to support tropical storms and hurricanes.
But what was it about that famous storm in 1962 that allowed it to get so enormous?
The Columbus Day storm was the strongest storm ever to hit the Northwest. Now, it started tropical, transformed into a mid-latitude cyclone, and everything came together. So it had the core of that tropical storm. Then it was able to use in an optimal way the differences in temperature here in the mid-latitudes to rev up really well right before it hit the Northwest. Everything came together, but it was not a tropical storm when it hit us.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.